Again, we're subject to part of the system here. Disappointed, being honest, because with the bluster that we had from the President only a few short weeks ago, particularly to do with housing, I thought this might have been an opportunity for him to, you know, exercise whatever limited powers he has to make a difference. And it looks like he's rolled over as well here, and you know, he's ran with it, which is very disappointing, to be honest.
And how does this fare now in the campaign? Obviously, a few weeks ago, you said that the campaign for 100% redress will continue. Is this still the case?
This is still the case, yeah. The bottom line is we can't abandon the people, and we can't abandon our own families as campaigners either. And there's going to be a shortfall. There's no doubt about that. And that's where, you know, I've given my own personal opinion, and I have signed up with Coleman Legal to go get me back the difference that I'm entitled to. And, you know, he'll be doing the same for whatever other families that that do engage. And the fact that there's now more families signed up with Coleman Legal than there is with Donegal County Council tells you where the scheme's at. So I think that's the first thing. We have to keep the push on there. Secondly, we have to relook at the tactics again, and that's where we will be regrouping in a much bigger form, in the form of a central committee, which will take a representative. Well, first of all, we have an action group, plant of an action group in every affected county. And there's 13 counties at the minute. Some of them are still asleep to the fact, but, you know, as a population, but it will reveal itself to them the same as it has done in Donegal and other counties down the West Coast. And, you know, there'll be action groups in each county. There'll be a central committee made up of one representative from each county. They'll be there to fight the case on behalf of all affected counties then. But to be honest, I can't see things changing greatly until we have a change of government. But, you know, we need to be ready for that. I think then the other big part and the big challenge for Sinn Féin is we have certainly welcomed their support. We've welcomed their guidance in terms of the processes and everything else to do with the Oireachtas. But, you know, they're talking about publishing their own draft legislation in preparation for when they're in government to do its effective concrete block system. And we would like to see that. We would like to be part of that. And we want to make sure that this time around that it doesn't fall on its face the way it has done with this last government. Like I said many times, this was the last chance for this government, and they blew it.